was faithful disciple was committed to his disciples, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. It is more therefore make the disciple of revelation. This baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to hold up all the fear to our hearts and on their feet and go up into all the things to the end of the age.
Like what?
in their world, in the medical profession. How is is a war that causes activity. That causes, let's put it, it causes activity. Activity. Hallelujah. The word endoloma is a word that causes activity. That causes activity. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the sensitiveness of that word I have commanded you means there will be what it will cause activity. It will cause activity. Are you following? What I have commanded you. That word endoloma is a word that will require a reaction to the order of charge. A word that will require a corresponding reaction. yourself as to know that you know how to love yourself. You know, so when I teach, right? When I teach you to love your neighbor, I expect you to walk in, right? Right? Close the door. Close the door. Amen. So it is you in teaching. The one commandment can tell you why you find it in the teaching of the world. You find it in the teaching of the world. So the believer's life is, we are called, then we act. Hallelujah. If we are called, then we act. We are called, then we do. We are called, then we act. We are called, then we do. Glory to God. Let's see. Jesus was instructed to his disciples before he was crucified. Hallelujah. Just hold on to that. An instruction that leads to all we are speaking today. Luke chapter 22. Luke 22, today, 42. Jesus took his disciples, something we will get to later, that will be tomorrow. Jesus took his disciples to pray. Like when you do, you need to give the disciples to pray. And what you need to pray. Hallelujah. And when he took them to pray, he modeled for all.
Into something.
beyond what you are able, for the temptation will make so many other things that you may be able to get. There is no temptation and overtaking you except that it is common to man. But even the word common to man, when you want to come to my name, the word Antiochus or Antiochus. In the word you find in Romans 6, verse 19. Romans 6, 19, 1 Corinthians 2, 13, 1 Corinthians 4, 3, James 3, 7, and 1 Corinthians 2, 13. In the word find in Romans 6, 19, 1 Corinthians 2, 13, 1 Corinthians 4, 3, James 3, 7, 13, and 2, 13. In the word has been human made. If I am not going to fulfill my desire in God's word, or bound to the desire of this life in fulfilling God's word, therefore I must be a man of prayer. will be a man of God. If I'm not going to fulfill my desire, if I'm not going to carry out my ambition, if I'm not going to have ambition in the walk of ministry, I will be a man of prayer. There are times some people carry out their own desire. They will fulfill their own ambition, not God's ambition. Are you following me? Some people, many times people want to lead God. Whereas it's God that should lead you. I believe. Glory to God. So prayer becomes important. Prayer becomes important. I was the one of them. And we see this in the Bible of the apostles. And in the other glory to God. The first activity was find where the apostles and Jesus left their path so that they were found on train. Hallelujah. You know, they were flawed. See, they were flawed. They were flawed. Because it means that of God is preached in the name of Jesus chapter 5. But you know that? What keeps them going? What kept them active?
Is
not look for most things. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the last time I said something like, you don't have AC, well, to be upgraded. Yeah, they don't have AC, but still look for most things. Hallelujah. Amen. So, everything is working well. There's no bandit. There's nobody sitting in one neck out of you and talking and calling the light. Giving you 2 hours. Richard, I feel you're like, it's all about that. Everything is okay, like, it is cool, calm. Some people leave the shores of the country and not stop praying. Because their mindset of prayer is wrong. Hallelujah. Later, we get to see what that prayer is worship. It's not about worship to God. Hallelujah. So, what we do? Hallelujah. So, what do we have to get it? So, then, we'll find your first activity of your apostle. So, he doesn't let that by being at one for him. Or what they do is they're praying. They get trained. Hallelujah. They were praying. They asked you. They were one of what in one place, right? That's 3 verse 1, sorry. They were on their way to pray in the time they had an hour of prayer, right? Right? In Acts 6, he said, we give ourselves continually. See that the prayer is not a bypass. No. And continually to the ministry of the word and prayer. So prayer is essential. Hallelujah. This is what Jesus prayed. This is what he prayed. So he is a model for prayer of the people of God. They know that, see, you can achieve. Or whatever that is, they know that you cannot fulfill God's plan on the earth, as I said. You can't do the work of ministry without prayer. You can't. This kid is in Jesus. Hallelujah. This kid is in Jesus. Jesus wrote the prayer that they saw. In John 1:1, John was saying, the beginning was the Word, the Word was God, and God is the Word. He said, there was the beginning with God. He said, all things are created through him, and nothing is empty. And carry on unprecedented plan that is to save the world, to save mankind. Yet, in Mark 14, let me go to Mark 14. Mark 14, 15. Mark 14, 15. In the day he took, am I reading from? No, not Mark 14, 15. Mark 4. In Mark 4. And when he had sent the one to him, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now, when evening came, he was alone there. He said, hallelujah. His God began to save man, began to carry out the vision of God. Again and yet.
Hallelujah. So the prayer life of a believer, of the prayer life
is a life of prayer. It's not a life where you just, it's a life of consistent prayer. Consistent prayer. The believer must live a consistent prayer life. No. Not a, the believer must live a consistent prayer life. Not a seasonal prayer life. Some will have seasonal prayer life. They remember to pray once in 2 weeks. No. Then your children of the believer, you don't like change your alarm. And I see that you have alarm for prayer. You should find the beginning point to your children. I have times of prayer. And I teach to them. Not having alarm for prayer and you read and then you sleep. Hallelujah. The Lord, really, the Lord of what we is 2 years and this is whenever thing you're doing and you go to sleep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus has some time. Glory to God. Glory to God. Has some time. I mean, it's time for death. It's time for death. You have some time for prayer. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus has some time. You cannot solve them all. And Jesus has some time. Consistent prayer life. Therefore, you cannot carry out God's will in the earth outside prayer. You can't effectively, you cannot effectively carry out God's will in the earth outside prayer. You can't. What is God's will? What is God's will? What is God's will? What is God's will? The gospel is the name of my friend. What is God's will? Genesis 1:1. Paul, Moses opened his writing with God's will. Genesis 1:1. He says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now look at our beginning with sheep. Over a sheep. I said, the word of sheep implies falsehood, right? Falsehood. Hallelujah. Is this for the beginning of the kingdom? In Genesis 49:3, it is called Reuben. Reuben. Genesis 49:3, that's what you look at. You call Reuben. Reuben. It says, Reuben, you are my firstborn, you are my worship. My might and the beginning of my strength. You see that? Beginning of my strength. You are not sheep. But it says the beginning of my strength. It doesn't mean that Reuben and Reuben are enemies to me. It means Reuben to me a continuation of my strength. Like what you say, a new beginning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A new beginning. Reuben is a new beginning. The new beginning of Jacob. Therefore, beginning in Genesis 1 will be possible to meet the new beginning. So that in the new beginning, you will have heaven and earth together. Are you following me? In the new beginning, you have heaven and earth together. Glory to God. Therefore, Genesis 1:1 is the same thing. And so will heaven and earth in the new creation. In the soul, now the and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved over the surface of the water. I would say that was not an installation of the earth. It said the Spirit of God moved. Hallelujah. So, what is of, where do we find the Spirit of God? Where do we find His work? The work of the Spirit is in all the earth, right? We find the work of the Spirit in all the earth. And the work is that He moves. What is the work? He moves. Hallelujah. He moves. He moves. In all the end. What does it mean to move? That word is the word in the Hebrew, Rahab. Or Rahab. Rahab. In the word you find in Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 11, used by Moses. It is, strength of his legs. Over his yoke. Spread out his wings. Take them all. Carry them on his wings. So the Lord alone lead him. Hallelujah. And there was no foreign God with him. Hallelujah. So the Lord lead him. It is for leading. It is for leading. It is for how the ego leads in your own. It is for leading. The word that Paul will not endure in Romans chapter 8, verse 14. It is as many as are led by your spirit. Is that ago? Hallelujah. The word ago in the Greek. Ago. Led by the spirit. Hallelujah. And it's used for the new birth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's used for the new birth. Led by the spirit. So the living by the spirit. It was the new birth. And then the letter says, our sons of God. Colossians 1:13. It says, we have translated us into the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of the church of the new birth. Hallelujah. So we say the new birth is the living of the spirit. So Genesis 1:2 is the living of the spirit. Right, Colossians? It's the living of the spirit. Genesis 1:2 is the living of the spirit. The word of God is the living of the spirit. So therefore, we can say the work of the Spirit in Genesis 1:2 is salvation. The leading from the flesh to the Spirit, salvation. So then the Spirit of God, over the body of the day, remember we say it's the conversion of the Spirit of God through the preaching of the gospel, right? Leading men from what? The flesh to the Spirit, right? From the earth to having what? The heaven and the earth, right? Right? The earth to becoming the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. Here we go. I follow you. And this is God's way for us. That's living. That's living. And when that thing takes place in verse 3, God calling for life. It is let them be light. This is it. That is your issue. Let them be light. Let them be light. Then that word let them be light is the word in the Bible, light be. Actually, the root Hebrew word, another person to see it. I am light. Hallelujah. Hey, brother, is that the word I am? I am light. What is for God? Glory to God. Glory to God. Is it light and light? That will be the light in the street. In the heart of man. Remember, the football of Genesis 1, 2, 3 is where the heart of man. How about you, really? The heart of man. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, in verse 25, I mean, he says, let us make man in our own image. Like the same thing, right? In our image will be what? The living from the flesh to the spirit, right? From the earth to have the heaven and the earth. That would be the worship. Let us have man in our image. I said that you should understand this. I'm taking it a little step for that for when we talk to what about time you go. Right? Right? Now, that means the image will be what? The ocean. Right? That is the first one. Would that be the first one? Colossians 1:15. Would that be the first one? Right? Colossians 1:15 is our first one. Right? That be the ocean. Would that be the light? Hallelujah. Now, let's make man in and in. Let him, now, verse 15 now say, having the 70 days, man lives in the chapter, and he has to tell him, he has to make the 70 days. And God blessed them and God said that they did fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it happily over the fish of the sea, over the depth of the earth, over every living thing that moves on the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So this becomes what it says, have dominion. Be fruitful. Multiply, replenish the earth. It's something we'll get to see tomorrow. Hallelujah. Well, let's just look at what is God saying. Hallelujah. So, that means, listen, when you say, that means, Genesis 1:2, God's work in your here, verse 11, like, will not, because whoever was there, that is God's will, right? God's plan, right? So this will not become the mission to man, to the man in peace. That is the replenish here in verse 16. So to be the mission to the man in the peace, to subdue it. To replenish the earth. Now, the word replenish, if you think you're talking about to give birth, let me replenish the earth, to have dominion. No, the dominion is the replenish. The dominion is the subdue. The dominion is the being fruitful. Are you following? So the dominion is not fighting a demon on the street. No. The dominion is not. So the dominion is not no, it's this fruitful. And the fruitfulness is not given to the children. It's given to the water. How many children will be given to the children? What is it? Replenish. You don't need replenish for what is just happening. No. You don't need replenish. So that means what God or what Moses is writing is not writing creation story. It's like, yeah, he's not writing. Science, you know, like creation story. It's actually like this creation story. Hallelujah. It's like this story of the universe. Hallelujah. So when it says in the beginning, it's not talking about the beginning without, with the beginning without an issue. No. Hallelujah. It's talking about the universe, the new beginning. And it says in the new beginning, man will replenish the earth. What do you have in the earth? Empty and void and darkness was upon the surface of the sea. So who are praying? Hallelujah. Are you following me? Darkness was upon the surface of the sea. Empty and void. Darkness. So the replenishment will not be what light in the darkness. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Everyone else student. That is the replenishment. So a kind of man or a kind. When it says replenish the earth, it will be filled the earth. This kind of what man is feeling. Hallelujah. That becomes God's will here. Becomes man's mission. Becomes the mission. Hallelujah. And Jesus shows us this can be achieved. And he shows us how it can be achieved. Hallelujah. And it says, as we saw him say, to prayer becomes a fight. Becomes vital. All prayer will pass by, but prayer is a constant. Becomes vital to my carrying out this assignment. So, when it says in Matthew 28, O God's word, go make disciples, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to obey all the things that have commanded me, and don't need to always even be in from the age, it's in the same way. Hallelujah. Go make disciples. When the mission cycle is make this kind, hallelujah, heaven and earth, right? Is that the replenishing? Yes. I put the time in Jesus to the context of what he is. Glory to God. Glory to God. When it says in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, it is going to heaven, that means going to the world, or to what I'm preaching to the world, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. Is it the same thing? Is it the same thing? Is it Genesis 1:26? Yes. Hallelujah. Who made this kind? Hallelujah. In John, before we have to go, in John 20, verse 20. John 20, verse 20. It is, and it says there, sorry, but don't listen to what I said. I just said to them again, peace to you as the Father sent you, so send I you. Hallelujah. And when I said it, the blood of them, I said to them, with the Holy Ghost, if you forgive the sins of them, they are forgiven them. If you retain, or whosoever you retain, they are the same. If you say the same thing, then fasting can be again. Hallelujah. So when it happens, it is not forgiven him. Hallelujah. This forgiven him is now what? In Christ. Is now destiny. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Over that, we are now dead, because God. only God's image. Glory to God. In when men pray, glory to God. When men